Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In this episode, we're going to have a guided meditation about self-love, self-worth, loving ourselves. One of our listeners named Tina has had some difficult experiences in her life, and she now struggles with loving herself. So I want to talk a little bit about how we go about changing this and then do a guided meditation to help us change our feelings of self-worth. If we've lived long enough, we're probably going to have events that occur in our lives that are negative. Negative is in the way they make us feel, or negatives in the way we act towards others and hurt others. When they do this, or when they occur, what happens is our sense of self-love goes down until we may reach a point where we really have more than self-love. We have self-loathing. And it can happen to any of us. It's just part of life. But what we need to do is say, how do I go about changing this? Well, the first thing that can be very helpful in creating change is kindness. We have a tendency to think that when we do something wrong, it's really appropriate that we're self-critical. But what happens is when we're self-critical, it creates, instead of change, it creates perpetual behavior. Because really our thoughts are incredibly powerful. So if we think negatively about ourselves, we're going to reinforce that behavior. And if we think loving thoughts about ourselves, we have a much more likelihood of changing our behavior. Now, the conundrum here is we've done something wrong or someone's done something wrong to us, so we want to ascribe blame. That's a natural tendency that when something happens, we want to blame someone. And it is important when someone's hurt us to make sure we work through that hurt. I've talked about that in other podcasts. But what also is important is to realize that when we're self-critical, it isn't going to help. This is what we can do. We can say when we've made a mistake, no matter how many times we made them, we can say, what can I learn from this? Because then there's a sense of ownership that I've done something wrong, and there's a sense of I can change it. And there's nothing self-critical. And we can even take it one step further. Why am I skirting blame and guilt? Because one way of looking at unfortunate behavior is that it's based upon conditioning. We are conditioned human beings. If people hurt us, it's because someone hurt them and someone hurt them. So if we want to change that cycle of hurt, we have to realize that it came from the conditioning. It's ultimately, in many regards, no one's ultimate fault. It's not that there isn't responsibility. Yes, there are consequences. When we do a crime, I may go to jail for that. But the crime was committed because of my background and my dysfunctional raising and upbringing that caused me to do that behavior. Again, I know it's a debatable concept, but it's a very helpful one. And mind you, in the debatable world of philosophy and academics, most people agree with it is our conditioning. You may not, but a lot of people in the higher academic world do agree with it. Our conditioning shapes us. But whether we agree with it or not, what's important is realize its effectiveness. Blaming just keeps us stuck. If you find someone who's very unhappy, I can absolutely guarantee you they're very self-critical. It goes hand in hand. If you find someone who's happy and doing well, you're going to find there isn't much or any or very little at least self-criticism there. There's mostly a lot of love for self, a love for others, and really just living in the present moment, not being so caught up in the commentary of right or wrong or what did I do or staying stuck in the past. A lot of it is just living in the present moment and living well. When we do that, our lives go well. When we don't, they don't go well. So if we're listening to this podcast and like Tina, we want to improve our lives, then we need to start working towards being self-loving. And the way we do that is that the first thing we have to do is saying, yes, I am self-critical, not denying it, not even trying to hide it, but more in a sense, noticing it, saying, I notice throughout the day, I hear a lot of self-criticism. I look in the mirror and I say harsh things. I reflect on my behavior and I'm very self-critical. Now, once we're aware of it, then we can change it. And the change isn't going to be brought about by forcing the thoughts away. The change is going to be brought about by replacing the thoughts. In saying, okay, mistakes were made. I love myself. I'll learn from this, but I love myself. mistakes were made toward me. I'll work towards forgiving that person, loving them, and loving myself. It's all about kindness towards others and kindness towards ourselves. That brings about healing. And when we heal, and when we get better in our heart, and we can really look at ourselves, then we can say, yeah, life is good. I love what my life is unfolding into. And it isn't so much that we're looking for qualities, I love this or that. It's more of a sense of overall just loving life and being appreciative that we're alive, being thankful that we have this life and that we're living it well by living not so much with thoughts of criticism or even thoughts of praise, but just living in the present moment, much like a young child lives. A young child isn't really self-aware that they're doing something right or wrong. They're just living and playing and enjoying life. That's the ultimate goal we're working towards, is learning to just live in the present moment and living well. And that's why meditation can be so helpful, because it teaches us to quiet our mind, see what's going on inside of us, and then we can work towards changing it. When we don't engage with the thoughts, and we get back to when we're meditating, just breathing, but when we're not meditating, we're being present with what is, not the criticisms, not the critiques, but just being present with whatever is. If we're driving, we're just driving. If we're washing dishes, we're just washing dishes. If someone is talking, we're just listening. There's so much about being present that is so beautiful when we start living that way. It creates a very beautiful life existence. And if we'd really begin to buy into this, then we'll find we can start creating change in ourselves for the better and start feeling better about ourselves, better about others, and healing. But most importantly, just living without the commentary, good or bad, living in the present moment like a young child, free and happy and peaceful. It's a truly beautiful experience that any of us can learn. We just have to change the conditioning of our past. Some of us have pretty intense conditioning. Some of us come from a pretty benign past. But no matter what our background is, it can be changed. It just takes diligence, it takes time, and it takes effort. So let me present a challenge. If you, like Tina, are one of these people that are struggling with self-love, listen to the guided meditation that follows this one about self-love. Listen to it in the morning, and then listen to it in the night, just before you go to bed. And if you're really motivated to create change, remember, there's a lot of conditioning that got us to where we're at. So the best way to change the conditioning is to actually start listening to my free happiness podcast, because they really address how to change our mental thoughts and learn to be happy in the present moment. You can find them at happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you do these two things, I think we'll find that our lives will begin to change in very radical ways. So thank you for listening to the Meditation for Health podcast. If you too, like Tina, have a request for a guided meditation or a topic you'd like me to cover, send me an email to my email address at drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. And if you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, please visit www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Until next time, peace.